Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. Blind and Show on the Radio. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to another Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. And we have I would say tonight, an extra special show because we have with us the ace, the ace. That's right. She just came back from the place they call Washington, D.C. That's right. Who am I talking about? The advocate, Ms. Sheila Young, is with us tonight. Before we get started, let me introduce you to the players tonight. And by the way, we'd love to hear from you. That's what this is, a talk show. If you don't know what we're talking about, we talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. That means you call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Did I say it nice and slow? I couldn't say it any slower. 407-894-1680. Got it? Use it. Okay, let's go with the players tonight. First, to my left, my beautiful co-host, the smart one in the family, my co-host, Lynn Golder.
I'm laughing. You got it? Use it. Thanks for the intro, Michael.
Quite welcome.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. Boy, it's 1 week later again. Here we are. March 10th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And the advocate just came back from the big D.C. That's just Washington, D.C.
the one, the only, Miss Sheila Young. You can stand up, take a bow. Sheila Young, take a bow. Co-host Sheila Young.
Oh, Michael, thank you so much.
Seems like forever.
It seems like it's been forever since I was on. So anyway, good evening, everybody, and thank you for listening.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. And in the only one who's in the studios, because we're live from Orlando, Florida, but the only one who's in the studios, we're not in the studios, the one, the only, Chris Shaw. He's producer. He's the engineer. He's the one pushing those buttons. He's the one doing everything. Chris Shaw, you there? No, he's not there.
Yeah.
Chris Shaw. Hello.
There. He's on the phone, he said. He's probably got a caller already. So why don't we do some shout outs and Chris will say hey after.
All right.
So I have a bunch of shout outs tonight. I'd like to say hello to Jalicia in Talladega, Alabama. Debbie and Grant Downey, and they like to listen every week. Chris,
I thought that was Florida.
Okay. Talladega?
No,
it's Alabama. That's where Alabama
is. Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'd like to give a shout out to Christine Ovey, our star helper, and Hershey Trevetti, and Carolyn Salam, Mary Lynn Dillon, Valerie Cutler. Just going to shout out a few names. Emily Faith, D. Rothrock, Stephanie Brewer, Greg Lindberg, Elizabeth Alexa, Florence Walsh, Sandra Houston. And I'd like to give two special shout outs. One to Karen Moon, who is at Guide Dogs for the Blind in Oregon and California. Listen up to their new commercial, their new ad that's running tonight. They have a special program this summer that for the young adults. So please listen. If you have anybody that's blind, a young adult in your family or your grandchild or your son, your daughter, a friend, a cousin, whatever, listen up to the spot. And I'd also like to give a shout out to our friend Sharon Giovinazzo, president and CEO at Lighthouse for the Blind in San Francisco. Sharon, I know you're going to catch the archive show later, but we're so glad you're feeling better after all your dental surgery. So glad about that. All right, Sheila.
I have a couple shout outs. One, my sister Patty's birthday is Saturday, so she's not caught up with me yet, but happy birthday, sis. Welcome, Greg Lindberg. He is now living in the Orlando area, so we are so happy that he's going to be part of our local community now. So
I know, it's so much fun.
It's very exciting.
He wants to break bread. That's what he said. Break bread.
I talked to him earlier. And then hi Connie and Seth, I know you guys are listening in South Dakota, and Miriam, thank you for listening, and anybody that I know is listening, thank you so much for being part of our community. So
all righty, and Chris, are you there yet?
Yeah, I'm here. I made it back in. Hey everybody, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, Chris.
Good, good. Always a pleasure to hear this long-lasting voice right here. She travels the world to and fro, all a been around the world, and I can't find
my
Sheila.
How are you, my dear? It's been forever.
I know. How art thou?
I'm good.
Good. Listen, we had a caller last week called in and won trivia, but he wanted to ask you a trivia, you know, later on down the show. So I told him I'll get back with him and let him know as soon as we find out. But it's always great to hear your voice. Always great to give a shout out to you, and definitely to you for all that you do. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Michael.
You almost pushed it down my throat. I couldn't believe you just did that. I'm talking about my co-host, Lynn Golder.
She would never do that.
That's why this is called And Beyond. Beyond words. What can I say, folks? This is the real show. That's right. Tonight, I got some news to tell you, folks. Big news, big news, big news. Listen to this one. Blind and Beyond is partnering up with, well, what are you hitting your head on the head for? Tactile Solution. Tactile Solution and Blind and Beyond are doing something really great. First, there's going to be a eclipse, solar eclipse, which we're going to be part of. We're sending out Dave to Indiana, Dave Hildebrand to Indiana, and he's going to be talking to us from Indiana, and we'll be discussing more about the solar eclipse, which will be in April. And then in May, listen to this one, the Indianapolis 500, the Indianapolis 500, we'll be part of the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right, the Indianapolis 500. That's right, we're doing a whole big thing with Indianapolis 500. And the young man, Dave Hildebrand, is going there with his wife, and he's going to be in the participant in the Indianapolis 500. He'll be interviewing the drivers. He'll be interviewing, well, a lot of people. We'll be having the race live on the show for the last 20 minutes of the race. We'll be interviewing the winner's circle. We got a lot of interviews planned at the Indianapolis 500. This is all planned through the Indianapolis 500 folks and Tactile Solution and Blind and Beyond radio show. Can't wait for May. It's May 26th. That's the big date. The Tactile Solution and Blind and Beyond radio show. We're working together to put this great thing together with Indianapolis 500.
Did you hear that, Chris?
No, he didn't hear it.
Well, we heard it. He's just busy.
Yeah. So
that's exciting. I can't wait to tell Colby, because one of my dear friends is huge into NASCAR and racing. I'm not as much as I used to be. I still like NASCAR, but since they changed all the rules and they made it so not racing, in my opinion, I'm of the old school. I'm of the this isn't racing, but, you know, I loved it when they just drove and they raced and there weren't any stages and it was just racing.
That's the Indianapolis 500, right?
That's right. Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, that's right. That's the car that's exciting. I want to get in. That's the one I want to get in.
All right, well, you go.
I'm too big to get in those cars, though.
Well, that's true. Good point.
Yeah, we'll be doing this event with Tactile Solution.
That's exciting.
And in the Indianapolis 500 and Blind and Beyond radio show. We're very excited to be part of it. It's going pretty big. We're doing it live. So,
not my week to host, so I won't be there. Darn it.
Dave, we're doing it right from Indianapolis 500. He'll be there. Talking to you live from the Indianapolis Raceway. That's right. A lot of things are happening.
That means it's on and popping, so that means you got to hurry up and catch up. You can't be slowed down that day.
Right now, we're going to go to break. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Folks, if you're turning the dial, don't turn the dial any further, because you are listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And if you want to know what this is all about, we're the bridge. That's what they say. We're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Is this a fast break?
Best Work Industries for the Blind, the largest employer of people who are blind or visually impaired in New Jersey, is dedicated to improving the quality of life for people who are blind by providing training and employment in a supportive work environment. Best Work's core competencies include textile and military apparel sewing and manufacturing, paper converting, packaging and light assembly, warehousing and distribution, kitting, document scanning, and digital imaging, and e-commerce. Best Work is a registered federal DoD contractor, ISO certified, and is committed to delivering the highest quality products and services. What was once a small, self-sustaining manufacturing agency and employment program is transitioning into a full-service social enterprise that will soon offer low-vision, assistive technology, and rehabilitative services to people who are experiencing vision loss. Learn more at www.bestworkindustries.org.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael, and this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Lynn.
Job.
You're up.
Oh, Sheila liked that enunciation and job delivery. Yeah. Anyway, yes, this is very exciting. We'd like to welcome for the very first time our first guest for the night, Dan Parker. And Dan, listen to this, folks, is the world's fastest blind race car driver. And he also happens to be a talented machinist. So welcome, Dan. I believe Dan's
calling. Thank you very much.
Georgia. You're welcome very much. And meet Sheila, our co-host tonight, Sheila
Hi,
Young.
Hi, Dan. Welcome.
Dan
Parker.
Dan, you there?
Yes,
sir.
Dan, it's my privilege to introduce the main man. And I use that word, well, to say about you, because you're incredible. The bottom line is your story is incredible. You're an incredible person. And knowing some of the things that was told to me as a blind person, that you are fantastic. As a machinist, as a race car driver, fantastic. So now we would Thank like you. To hear first from you. If you could tell us a little about yourself first, because the audience would love to know who you are. Dan?
Yeah. I'm Dan Parker from Columbus, Georgia, known around the web as the Blind Machinist.
I was a race car driver my whole life. And March 31st, 2012, I had a horrible crash at 175 miles per hour. And it left me 100% blind for life. I was in a coma for 2 weeks. My brain swole, compressed my optic nerve, and killed it. And so now I'm probably blind, you know, disabled, just like everybody else. And soon after, it came to me in a dream that I would build a motorcycle and become the first blind man to race the Bonneville Salt Flats. I did so in 2013. I returned in 2014 and set my FIM class record with no exemptions for blindness, as I'm still to date the only blind land speed racer in the world that's ever raced with no human assistance. I have an onboard custom guidance system built by a great friend, Patrick Johnson, at Boeing Phantom Works that gives me audible feedback so I know how to correct my steering. And my major sponsor was the National Federation of the Blind, part of the Blind Driver Challenge. So in 2017, I decided to build a Corvette to attempt the Guinness World Record for the fastest car driven blindfolded. That's how Guinness classifies it. And I was already using my machine shop equipment and making parts for other things. And one day, you know, anything that big of a accomplishment or task is the fundraising is a super hard part of it. And one day I was in my shop and I decided to make some pins and give to sponsors because I had some pin kits left over when I was doing wood turning. But I changed up a little bit and I used aluminum instead of the wood and I polished those pins. And I put on Facebook, I said, you know, if anybody would like to donate $50 to the Corvette, I'll make and send you a pin. The next morning I woke up and I had 12 orders. So it told me right there that A, I was blessed to have so many people support the Corvette project. And then maybe I was onto something as a business aspect because, you know, as we know, the unemployment rate is 70% for the blind in America, 99% worldwide. And I've always been a firm believer we have to carve our own path. We have to think outside the box. And so that's what started theblindmachinist.com. And so now I hand machine custom aluminum writing pens and I sell them all around the world, England, Australia, you know, all across North America. And March 31st, 2022, again with the National Federation of the Blind, exactly 10 years to the date of my wreck, I was able to set the Guinness World Record at 211.043 miles per hour.
Dan, this is Michael. First, I want to tell you something. I owe you an apology because when you and I spoke on the phone and you were telling me about your pens, I have to say this to the audience. When it comes to certain things, I'm ignorant. I admit it because I did not know about pens. I admit it. And since that time, I thought about it. And I said, you know what? A lot of people would love pens. Not only that, a friend of mine said something was very interesting. Instead of giving flowers to somebody that costs $50, $60, why don't you give them a beautiful pen that's totally unique and different? Because you make pens, right?
Oh, yeah.
You make unique pens. You make pens that are creative and handmade, right?
Yes. Yes.
So let's talk about the pens. Let's talk about your pens because people might want to know about them. First of all, the phone number to call in if they would like to talk to Dan, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'm going to repeat this nice and slow, 407-894-1680. If you want to ask Dan about his pens, Dan, let's talk about your pens. What makes them so different?
So my whole life, I've been a craftsman. I work my hands as a welder, machinist, fabricator. And I've always took pride in being able to work my hands and create beautiful pieces of metal art because I built race cars for a living. So when I started the pens, I wanted to build a machine, a pen that has no, you know, low expectations that a blind person built is what I'm trying to say. I want somebody to look at the pen
and appreciate the quality because it's second to none. And then when they find out the blind person made it, they're blown away. You know, I didn't want them to be a halfway decent pen and say, well, you know, that's good for a blind person. I wanted something that's just totally unique, precision, and that's what I've set out to do. So I have three styles. My slim, which is 3/8 in diameter. That's a little bit bigger than a standard pencil. And it has a knurl on the end where you can grip it. I have an executive, which is a 9/16 diameter. So it's about the size of an average small person's pinky. And it has six rows of dimples I hand machine in for grip. And then my Made in America pen. During COVID, you know, I was frustrated at how certain countries affected the world, and I wanted something 100% made in America. So it took me 6 months, 100% by myself, out here in my shop alone, because we were all on lockdown, to prototype this pen. And it's got seven hand machine parts in it. It has a bolt action mechanism that I designed and hand machined myself that you slide a little screw down and slide it across. That makes the ink cartridge eject and lock in position. And then it also has aluminum base that comes, has two little stands that so you can proudly display your pen on your desk or give it as a gift. And a lot of those have custom laser engraving. Like it might say, this pen was 100% designed and hand machined by the blind machinist for the person's name. And then my life motto, you can make excuses or make it happen. Now my slim and my executives, they come with a wood presentation box that has the laser engraving on it. Also, this pen was designed and hand machined by Dan Parker, the blind machinist. You can make excuses or make it happen. So accuracy is part of being a craftsman, and craftsmanship is taking pride in what you're doing. And so the pens start just raw material, and I have to cut the two pieces to length within 10/1000ths of an inch. That's the thickness of three sheets of notebook paper, how accurate that has to be. Then the inside has to be drilled and reamed within 0.5 thousandths. So that is, if you could slice the thickness of a piece of notebook paper divided by 6, that's how accurate the inside has to be. Then so I'd rather put the knurl.
And I have to interrupt you. This is Michael. Uh-huh. I'm blind and I can't see your pens, but Lynn, who is sighted, Lynn told me your pens are unique and they look different and very creative, right, Lynn?
I can't decide if I want to get the turquoise one or the brushed bronze, I think it is, or the olive one. I think it's gorgeous.
Burnt bronze, yes. Yep.
Yeah, the burnt bronze, yeah.
All right, so Dan, this is Sheila, and I have a question about your executive. I have two sons who are, you know, I would love to get each of them one. So if I ordered the executive one, are there, I mean, how do we find out what's available? What colors is your ordering accessible for the blind? Because I don't know if you, for some reason, I know that I have spoken with you at some point, but I don't know when it was because I remember your story about driving and having, or going blind with your accident. So I'm just totally blanking out when we spoke. But anyway, I am blind. So if I wanted to order one of each for each of my sons and have their names engraved, is that I could have that done?
Yep. The generally for the slim executives, we don't do that, but you reach out to me and we can make that happen. Because the wooden boxes that the Slim's executives come in, I have to order them in batches of 50, and then my laser engrave them does them all at one time. Mm-hmm. But we can work out something. But my website is theblindmachinist.com. And machinist is spelled with IST at the end, not EST. A lot of people think it's EST. But yes, my website should be accessible. Anything that's on the website, if you're able to select it, it's in stock. You know, so it won't let you select something that's not in stock. We have 7 different colors. So we have a burnt bronze, standard black, black cherry, racing red, of course, robin's egg blue, crushed orchid.
And the raisin red is crimson tide color, right?
It's more of a bright red, I believe. That's what matches my Corvette. Yep. And then we have a tequila sunrise. So there's seven or eight different colors, you know. So generally you find something, whether it's a male or female, or, you know, we have something that we try to have colors that everybody will have something they like. You know, mm-hmm. the burnt bronze and the black cherry is two very popular colors.
Burnt bronze is beautiful. And so you're calling what I call turquoise is robin's egg blue.
Right? Yeah, there's robin's egg blue, and there's also Aztec teal. And so it could be one of those. Okay. So you have to look on the website. If you select the different, if you go through there and select it, it should pop up, you know, what a picture of the particular color.
This is Michael Dan. A question. If they're going to order this as a gift to send to somebody, is there such a thing as a gift box that you provide, or we have to buy it separate, the box?
Well, for the pen? The box, the option is only, I think, $15 more to order it with the box. So the boxes come laser engraved, the standard laser engraving. You know, this pen was made by the blind machinist. You can make excuses or make it happen. So that is a standard option that can come for every pen. Yes.
And the box is wood or not wood? Is the wood an upgrade? It's wood.
They're maple box. They're made out of maple. Wow. And so that's a lighter color. So the laser engraving shows up better. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
And so recently, my fiance and I got married about 3 weeks ago. And a friend of mine was supposed to be making me a custom wedding ring, and he dropped the ball. So I woke up the morning of our wedding and came out of the shop at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I hand machined my wedding ring.
Oh, congratulations.
So now I'm gonna start, thank you. I'm going to start making rings also. I have three on the lathe that I'm making right now, and I'm going to have those Cerakoted burnt bronze. So the coating for the different colors is a unique process. It's called Cerakote. It's a very durable ceramic-based coating that has to be sprayed on and then it's baked on. So it's very durable, and it has a unique style to it, is what I'm trying to say. But and so now my rings will be also Cerakoted available too.
That's got to be very difficult to make them. Size-wise, that would be really hard.
That's one thing.
This is Michael.
Yes, sir.
Say again how they can get hold of you and your pens.
Yeah, my website is theblindmachinist.com, and also I have two Facebook pages, The Blind Machinist or Tragedy to Triumph Racing. That's my racing page. I started early on when I started building the motorcycle. So The Blind Machinist or Tragedy to Triumph on Facebook and theblindmachinist.com on the World Wide Web.
All right, Dan, this is Sheila Young, and I'm gonna be finding you on Facebook because I definitely want to look into your pens. So
that's great. I appreciate it.
I also heard that you got engaged on the Steve Harvey show. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I proposed to Jennifer on the Steve Harvey show. So if anybody wants to watch it, I suggest you take some tissues with you. And you can search Steve Harvey, Blind Man Proposes. And she had no idea it was coming. And it was good because she was crying. And she goes, "You stinker." And I always kid with her. I said, "I can't believe you called me a stinker on national TV."
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It was a unique opportunity, and we had only been dating a little over a year when I had my wreck, and she'd been living with me about 3 months. And when I was when they told me a few days after they brought me out of the coma that I was blind for life, I saw no future. I told her, I said, listen, just go to the house, get whatever you want, move back to Birmingham and forget about me. My exact words for her was, I ruined my life, so don't ruin yours. Try and do the right thing by me. And she stuck with me through the thick and thin, and now we're married. Now we're Mr. and Mrs. Parker.
Yay! Congratulations.
And also and, now.
And you now, know what? Yeah. You know what, Dan? People do not realize that as blind individuals, we can live successful, good lives and be a happy partner to anyone.
Yes.
So congratulations.
100%. 100%. You know, one of the unique aspects of my story is I tell people my worst injury is not being blind. It's my traumatic brain injury. Mm-hmm. And they don't understand that, you know, like all of us know blindness is an inconvenience. And sometimes I tell people, if you don't have patience, I don't recommend going blind, because sometimes we'll have things that frustrate us, but it's all that, you know, it's all stuff that we can overcome. But, you know, there's so much worse than going blind. But
amen.
Sadly,
I say this all the
fear.
Time on the show. There's so amen. Much worse than going blind. That's right.
Yep.
And yep, Dan,
that's right. You know,
we're looking forward to being with you with Tactile Solution with the Indianapolis 500. We're looking forward to
yeah.
The Indianapolis 500. Dan, along with Indianapolis 500, along with Tactile Solution. Looking forward
yeah,
to
I'm
it.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's really yes, great sir. To meet you tonight, Dan. We look forward to talking to you again.
Okay, thank you, everybody. We'll be talking soon.
Absolutely.
At the Indy 500.
You take care. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
All right. Everybody have a great night.
You too, Dan.
Bye-bye.
That was Dan Parker. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Guide Dogs for the Blind believes everyone deserves to live the life they want to live. As such, Guide Dogs for the Blind has partnered with APH Career Connect on a free summer career development program that helps young participants ages 18 through 24 who are interested in the guide dog lifestyle. Careers and Canine Connections will take place on August 9th through the 14th on our Oregon campus, and will offer a deep dive into career exploration and how guide dogs can fit into future employment opportunities. It is designed to help young adults overcome unemployment and underemployment obstacles the blindness community faces in the job market. The free week-long program helps participants practice interviewing techniques, explore the value of networking, and enjoy hands-on experiences with guide dogs. To learn more, visit guidedogs.com or call 800-295-4050.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Welcome back to the second half of the first hour of Blind and Beyond radio show. We are happy to have you here. This is Sheila, and Lynn, are you with me?
I'm with you all the way, Sheila.
Yay!
Wasn't that a great, that was a great interview.
Wow. He is, I know that I have heard his story, or I know that I have spoken with him at some point. Excuse me, I just don't know when it was, but I know I've heard that story before.
We're really looking forward to him. He'll be on the second hour on May 26th when we participate with the Indy 500.
Oh, that's awesome.
So Dan's going to be on. It's going to be really cool. We're really excited about that. Sheila, right now, before we go to your trivia,
hold on. Sheila.
Sir.
Is he your brother? Y'all related?
Who?
Dan Parker?
Yeah.
No.
He's amazing just like you.
Oh, flattery will get you everywhere.
Oh, you are sucking up, Chris.
Okay. Sheila, we have Connie on the phone line from South Dakota. You want to say a quick hello before we go to your trivia?
Well, let's do my trivia first, because I wanted Connie to talk about our experience a little bit in D.C. Okay. So
sounds good. So what do you have for us? What kind of trivia tonight?
Well, hang on. Let me go for it. All right. So we all know that St. Patrick's Day is March 17th.
Next Sunday.
So I have a trivia question about St. Patrick's Day. So if you know the answer to this question, call 407. And Connie, you can't answer because you're already on the call, or hang up and call back. So call 407-894-1680 if you know the answer.
And Sheila, let's remind everybody about our rules. The rules are
you cannot have won in the past month.
Right.
So, all right. What are the three leaves of a shamrock said to represent?
Oh my gosh. I don't know that.
That, you don't know that?
No. Not that I know of. I don't think so.
Well, that's a good thing.
You always come up with these toughies.
So, all right. So what are the three leaves of a shamrock said to represent in Irish folklore, I'm sure? 407-894-1680. And new callers would be awesome. But if you're not a new caller and you know the answer, life's good. So let's go ahead and, while we're waiting for callers, let's talk with Connie just for a quick second.
Yeah.
Hi, Connie. Welcome.
Hey.
How are you, my roommate?
I'm good.
Was she a good roommate, Connie?
She's an awesome roommate.
So how was your experience in DC?
It was good. It was awesome. It was tiring, but it was good. Nice weather.
Nice company. You were on Capitol Hill.
Connie wasn't able to go to Capitol Hill because she left before we went to the Hill, but
Well, tell everybody, first of all, Sheila and Connie, why you went there. And I mean, a lot of people don't know what you're talking about. Why did you go to Washington?
So, Connie, go ahead.
So we go to Washington every year, usually in the end of first part of March, and it's called our DC Leadership Conference. So we go and have leadership meetings. One day is like what we call president's meetings, where it's anyone in leadership or who wants to be in leadership. And then we have one day of meetings for legislative issues. And we always have imperatives that we talk about. And then there's also an in-person board meeting. And then we have night activities. We have some receptions, and we had a dine around experience. Sheila went to an Irish pub. I went to an Italian restaurant. And it's just you sign up and you don't know who you're going to go with. And you get to meet and mingle with new people. So it's a lot of education, a lot of learning. We had some attorneys speak. We had someone from Procter & Gamble speak about how they're making their products accessible with tactile markings on them.
So, yeah, and that is amazing, because the body wash and the shampoo and conditioner are all going to have different bumps on them to be able to indicate which is which. So that is really a phenomenal new thing that Procter & Gamble is doing.
Yeah, and then Sheila went to Capitol Hill, and she visited with some of the representatives to talk about some of the legislative issues that ACB is concerned about that affect the blind and what they can do to hopefully get bills passed.
And we're doing, you know, it was a lot of networking. So you actually get to meet other leaders. You get to talk about different things from every state is different. So concerns in Florida might not be the same concern in South Dakota, but we get to talk to each other and get to say, okay, well, if we're dealing with this, you know, how do you deal with it? And it's really amazing. And it's just so much, it's so fun to get to meet people in person because you talk to them on meetings, but you never get to see them in person. So
it is, you know, and it's like, so then we, you know, one of the sessions we talked about was the transportation. We had a couple of different things, but we talked about how you can do it on a local level, because a lot of times advocacy starts on a local level, and ACB on the national level is here to help. And then the state level, you know, Sheila's president of Florida, but then she has people underneath her on their local chapters. So then we try to help and educate how to do it locally to the state, to the national.
Right. So, well, Connie, thank you so much. Tell Seth I said hi. Thank you for calling
in.
Thanks, Connie. Seth says that he knows the answer, but he's not standing here beside me right now, but he knows your answer.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We're still waiting for an answer. We're still waiting for somebody.
Thanks, all right, Chris, do we have any callers?
Yeah. No, not yet. I think they were intrigued by the answer. Conversation we were having.
I'm really surprised. Well, I have another one that I can
wait,
throw
Sheila,
out.
Sheila, be honest. Did you know it before you looked it up?
No.
So why are you surprised? No. I don't know it
now,
either.
Now, I did know the answer to the other one. So you want me to throw the other one out?
You might as well.
All right.
Give the answer to the first one.
Give the answer to the first one.
Well, the first one, it's faith, hope, and love.
What is it?
Now I'll always know.
What is it?
Faith, hope, and love.
Ooh,
yes, sir.
The three leaves of a shamrock
stand, you know, in folklore, it was faith, hope, and love.
Okay, well, we got a few minutes if you want to throw out the
other. All right, so what animal was St. Patrick said to chase out of Ireland?
Oh, brother, I don't know.
Now,
that
I knew that one before I looked it up.
I did not. I do not.
So what animal was St. Patrick said to have chased out of Ireland?
We will be on the air next Sunday on St. Patrick's Day.
I know.
I think we have been before also, because I remember Chris Chris playing music at the end, the Irish music.
Yep.
So I think it's happened many times.
Yep.
Over the years.
But I did know this before I looked it up. So I'm so come on, guys. Somebody out there knows 407-894-1680. And I know Greg Lindbergh is listening because he texted me and said, thank you for the shout out twice.
Oh, yeah, I mentioned it to him that he would like the interview with Dan. So I'm glad he was listening.
Yeah, it was. It was a really good interview. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So come on, somebody out there knows the answer to that one.
You can call in and say hi, Greg. We don't bite.
Yeah, Greg.
Yeah, Greg. In. Or Goldie can call in. You were Goldie.
I haven't met Goldie.
You haven't met Goldie?
You haven't met Goldie?
Not yet.
His dog, not yet. He's going to come to trivia, I hope.
Oh, goody. So, that'll be fun.
Yep. So I'm very excited. I'm excited that we've got another individual who is going to be a great advocate in the Orlando area.
Mm-hmm. It's been years in the making. We've known Greg for so many years.
It's all about advocacy, no matter where you live. If you don't advocate, they don't know you exist. And it's all about...
They say, no man is an island. Remember that? Nope. Same way with the blind community. If you want to be blind and stay by yourself, well, then you have nothing. And if you go out and meet people or talk to people, you'll have something. Remember one thing, to be blind, you have to be positive. To be blind, you have to focus. To be blind is more than just sitting home and saying, I'm blind, I can't do anything. Wrong, wrong, wrong. You can do a lot of things if you wish to. Look at Sheila, how she travels around the country. Look at Dan Parker. Look at these people that are doing something that are blind. So if they're blind and you're blind, you can do something too. Just don't talk about it. Just do something. Because it's like, Dan Parker said something that I've said many times on this show. There's worse things about being blind. That's a fact.
Well, Michael, but not everybody can do the same thing. So
that is true. But the answer is this way. If you don't try to do something,
let me finish.
I can't cook. Chilla,
let me finish. But some people I know you can't. Trust me. I know you can't.
I can't do a lot of things, but I try to do other things. So the old story is you got to do something, because everybody can do something. Even I can do something.
But it takes time to go do something.
It does take time. And people need to be at their comfort. And they need, just because I get on a plane and go somewhere, does not mean because you're blind, you need to get on a plane to go somewhere.
But the answer is this way.
People need to Michael, stop interrupting me. People need to know that it's okay to take baby steps. It's okay to get to your comfort. You know, you don't have to be like Sheila. You don't have to be like Michael. You can be who you are as an individual, but just try to do something to make yourself, you know,
as I've said many times,
in your zone.
As I've said many times on these airwaves, that's only one issue of life is your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stay home and do nothing, that's why there's a song, No Man is an Island. And it's not just, I talk to people, whether you live in Nebraska, you live in Philadelphia, no matter where you live, this show is meant to be heard around the world. And you can call up and talk. You can, if you want to, you pick up the phone, you call us. We're not going to bite you. That's what this phone number is all about, 407-894-1680. It's great for you to listen.
All right.
I want you to talk to people.
All right, Chris, do we have somebody?
I got three callers on the phone line, and of the three callers, I got two new callers.
Yay.
All right. I have our good friend from Wildwood, Florida, Chris. calling in from Wildwood. Then I have Miriam from Ohio calling in. And then I have Rachel from St. Augustine calling in.
Okay. Who was first of the new callers? Who was first of the new callers?
It was Miriam.
All right, Miriam.
So Miriam is first. Let's talk to Miriam from Ohio, the OH10. Hey, Miriam, how you doing?
Hi, Miriam.
How are you?
Well, I'm so glad I remember
tonight.
This
is one of my friends. Yay.
I wanted to surprise you. That's why I didn't tell him.
You did. So do you know the answer to the question?
Well, I'm going to take a big fat guess because I should have done it on the first question because I would have gotten it right.
All right. What'd you guess?
I think it's so obvious. Is it a leprechaun?
No. No, but thank you for calling.
I think a leprechaun's an animal. Did you say an animal, Sheila?
Yes, I said animal. But Miriam, thank you so much for listening and thanks for calling.
No problem.
Thank you, Miriam.
Hey, Miriam, thank you so much.
All right, did you say Rachel from St. Augustine?
Yes, I did. Rachel from St. Augustine. How you doing,
hi,
Rachel?
Rachel.
Hello, hi.
How are you?
I am wonderful.
So do you know what the answer is?
I believe it's snakes.
You are right, Rachel. Wow. Yay. Wow.
Rachel, have you been listening to the show long?
I've listened off and on for quite a while, yes.
Oh, but it's the first time you called up.
Yes, it is.
And see, it pays to listen because you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. You just won $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy Subway. You earned it. Enjoy the $10 gift card.
Don't hang
great.
Up.
Great. Thank you.
No, Chris needs to get your address, so don't hang up, dear.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, Rachel, hold on one moment. All right, Rachel.
Okay.
Thank you for listening.
All right. Do you want to say hi to our good friend Chris real quick before we go to break?
Sure.
Chris, how you doing?
Hey, Chris.
I'm doing fine.
Hi, yes. Chris.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing fabulous. Did you know the answer to either question?
Yes, I know it was snakes, ma'am.
But did you know the first one?
No, I didn't know the first one, ma'am. I'm not going to say that.
It's all good. Thank you for listening.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.